Cassarians. What is going on to all of you? And what is going on, Mr. David Aflora?
Hello, hello, hello.
We're chugging on through the year. This is, you know, a couple weeks into January now, so it'll be September in a week or two. And then we'll be ushering in 2025. How about that? Because that's how time works now. It makes no fucking sense, and everything sucks.
Yeah.
Yay!
Sky's blue.
Other than that, how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln? what's been going on with you? Anything new?
No, just...
just giving up on resolutions, you know.
I don't even try.
I know. I saw something online, and it really changed my perspective. It said, just because of resolutions doesn't mean they can't be for evil.
Oh, yeah.
So that really tracked with me. Speaking of evil, I was reading some woman in Oregon was murdered with a deck of cards this last week.
Wow.
You don't know anything about that, do you?
Are you telling me she literally got aced?
It said, kick that down, bitch. And it was laid out in cards next to her body. I don't know what that's about.
It sounds like she folded pretty quickly.
Oh, my God. I wish I had a drummer in here. He's just crying.
She got a terrible deal.
Uh-oh. Oh, man.
That's the hand that life dealt her.
Too bad she
You couldn't. Know, when the chips are down, so was she, apparently.
Oh, my God. You are so punny.
I guess that killer really anteed up.
She should have slapped that Jack. I swear to God. Anyway, I'm not that was a stretch.
Slap Jack. She went down the river on that one.
Yeah, and she was a bitch. I'm not good at this.
Yes, she got killed by cards.
Oh, I guess she couldn't cut it. Oh!
Hey!
And okay. We're back. Oh.
How awful are we?
Try the view. if you didn't get that horrible, horrible joke, listen to the last Blurry Hysteria, and you'll hear about a certain co-host's bloodlust, blood pact. I don't know. I don't want to spoil it.
Blood clot.
Blood, bloody mess. You know, if you do have blood clots or bloody mess coming out of you, you can always turn to Chud Brand Diapers. Chud Brand. They're all day absorbent. So thanks to Chud Brand Diapers this week for sponsoring the show. And they want you to...
Everybody has a choice. Choose Chuds.
Yeah. I always say I could wear any brand of all day absorbent diapers, but I choose Chud. And always remember their slogan. So that's a Chud brand.
Do you think that lady got clubbed?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, man.
Right through the hearts?
Yeah. I bet they had to pull out a spade and dig a grave, man.
Looks like diamonds aren't forever. I'm sorry,
You're
I don't know why.
You're such a joker.
I rode my bicycle here.
Oh my God!
Yikes!
Next thing you know, you'll be a how to play poker card. No, I don't. I was trying to figure out how to work that one in. I couldn't figure it out. It's okay.
Oh, Brent,
it's okay.
You're such a wild card.
Oh my God!
You never know what's coming out of your mouth.
Jesus Christ! This is the pinnacle of comedy right here.
Yeah.
That's another brand. I hope you know that pinnacle. You said bicycle. You
guys, right in for your refund.
Yeah, don't forget. Yeah, don't forget. Oh, anyway, speaking of free, we got this sent to us for free because people took the challenge, and I don't know about that segue, but here we go. Took the challenge and sent stories to weird@hysteria51.com, W-E-I-R-D. Our coffers are running low, as I said before, so make sure you get in your ideas for stories. We're happy to pull our own, but we love it when people send in the ones that they would like us to say.
We love it when people pull ours for us.
Yes, exactly. That's the way it goes. No. Everything's coming up aces if you send that in to us. It's perfect. Yeah. This one comes to us, my first one this week, from Jay Settlemyer. Jay is a repeat offender, and
Jay, you're on a list.
Yeah, no shit.
We've got his mugshot hanging up in the studio.
I do, and I have I literally have Project Skeptic, his shows, his logo framed up on our wall. I got a bunch of the shows that we've worked with and stuff on our wall. So Jay, if you haven't listened to Project Skeptic, don't. No, do. It's fantastic, and I think you've been on there too, right? Have you been on there?
I have. Yeah, I talked about the Kelly Hopkinsville goblins with Jay.
Yeah, the goblins. You got to shoot them. And they're wearing weird clothing and stuff. Anyway, a lot of fun on their show. We've both done, and Jay's been on here before. And also, he's done Takeover Week where they played some of his stuff on here. So this one, speaking of a full house, Giants are real. They're slowly coming to me. My card puns. Former Oregon town official goes viral for mythical sighting claim. So Portland, Oregon. A former Sweet Home City council member, that sounds made up, but that's it, has gone viral for posting a video to TikTok. It's the American version of TikTok, claiming that he spotted a giant in the Cascade Foothills in Linn County on October 23rd. So that's fucking awesome. This was posted just a month ago, so this is relatively fresh. In the video, this guy, James Goebel, said that he was traveling along Quartzville Drive near the Green Peter Reservoir. All these sound made up. I guess they're all made up anyway. But he saw distinct rock formation open like a door, and peeking from behind the door was a giant, and the mountain door allegedly closed back up before he filmed the video about the sighting. And it's received millions of views before he took the video down, probably because he wants to run for office again. He said it looked like somebody was staring off of it, or like, you know, looking out. He said, dude, giants are freaking real. I don't care what anyone says. And, you know, I think this got a lot of attention because he was an elected official, you know, a former city council member, you know, and he's just like, I saw a fucking giant. It says it's closed off there, that area, like, you know, why he was, you know, where he was near, and gated because the reservoir has been drained for the season. But the stretch of roadway where, you know, this rock formation is located remains open to the public. And a bunch of people from TikTok have taken interest in the mountainside, and they go out there looking for it now. And this says that the county doesn't want people exploring the campgrounds during the off season, which just sounds like they're covering up for the fucking giants to me. Hey, it's off season, and we drained the swamp. We drained the reservoir. And if you go out there, you're not coming back, is what... He said, we don't support folks going in there, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers does not want folks in there due to the water level drawdown. Fucking U.S. you know, Army Corps of Engineers, this has giants are real written all over it. Fuck me running. And he declined to provide a formal interview about the sighting, but he told the local news, KOIN 6 News, via email that he had no plans for the video to go viral. He just was like, holy shit. And he said, the power of social media is wide, and I never thought it would go so far. I posted things in the past, but only had 60 people following me. So when I heard and thought, I saw something, I did a video for my friends, and all of a sudden millions of people started sharing it. And he said he's made repeated trips back to the rock formation to film follow-ups, and unfortunately, they're shy. They don't come back out.
So, okay, so we can't find this video now, is that right?
Well, he took it down, but I bet we could find it if we looked.
There are pictures of this formation, I see.
So that's the formation. So if you go to the link, and the link, as always, is in the feed. So here's the video. You're not going to be able to hear it.
Describe it to me, Brian.
He goes, there, right there. This thing was open. It completely opened. It was right there. One second here. I don't want to play it in the feed because it's his. I don't want to take it. And then it's been reposted by someone else. He goes, there, right up there. The thing was open. It opened completely up. And then it closed up. and there's a little slot in it. And there was someone who was staring, like a giant staring out of it. And then he goes, giants are freaking real. I don't care what anyone says. And then he just has a picture of the rock. And there it looks like there is a slot in it, like a vertical slot.
It looks like
in
a
the
doorway.
Rock. Right. So, and he said it fucking opened and there was someone looking through it.
At this point, how hard would it be to get a team of dudes to go out there and pry that open?
The problem is there's already a team of dudes. It's the army saying you can't do it because of water.
Right. Yeah. Do it anyway.
He said, I truly hope, he said, there's
they
tons
can't
of
arrest us all.
he said that there's tons of people adventuring out to see this. And he said, they all need to be careful and leave no trace of garbage around because they can, you know, they're patrolling the area now. He said, I truly hope some get lucky as I did and it changes their lives forever. Fucking kind of cool, man. You know, and this is one of those things
trail
where it's another, please believe me. Please believe me. You know, when you see something, that's one of those things where I would probably see that. It was like Lisa and I would see that and look at him and be like, we can't even tell anyone, right?
Yeah.
You know, and that's like, and you've said to me, I've told you about an experience I had, and you're like, well, I, you know, and I'm, this isn't me knocking you. I agree. You go, well, I believe that you believe it. You know yeah. what I mean? Like, it's one of those things, and you're like, you motherfucker. That motherfucker could have came out, took him for a fucking backpack, you know, piggyback ride, then like, see you later, little man. And he'd be like, shit. It's like the fucking Bill Murray. No one will believe you.
No one will believe you. Yeah, like this seems like it'd be a pretty easy thing to figure out. Set up a trail cam somewhere there. It's not like the Park Service or the Army Corps is going to notice every little thing that
you dumb bastard. They're giggling as they're listening to us record this right
could
now.
Could be, but. Well, now that it's in the open, it's harder to do.
Zorlock, but Zorlock, he said that there's no way we can see everything they're doing. This dude's dumb. No, sorry.
Well, I'm just thinking about funding.
Yeah, no shit.
Like, do they have the manpower? Is that why they don't want people going there in the off season? You know, they don't have the funding to have people there to keep people safe.
I would have figured anyway. It's because of the ancient packs with the old ones is why we can't go there in the off season. But funding also tracks. I wouldn't worry. It's fine.
In Oregon, I guess there's old ones there.
There's probably.
Anyway.
Yeah. It's
That's pretty wild. I mean, you in particular, Brent, were the target of someone's ire when I got lambasted once. I love telling the story.
Oh, my God. I forgot about this. Oh,
on Facebook or something. And
yeah, this cost me a lot of money to make people think I was your show. No, go ahead.
they posted this whole thing.
It was on Apple, wasn't it? Sorry, go ahead. Yeah.
However it was, I was able to contact the person or reply to it. So I think it was Facebook. It was a Facebook post or something saying how stupid I was. And it's all bull. Being skeptical is bullshit because it's all real. And I'm stupid for not believing in giants in America and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I'm sorry. When did I cover giants in America?
And
the guy came back and was like, oh, my bad. That was not your show. That was Hysteria 51.
This is fucking years ago. I mean, five, 6 years ago. Yeah, yep, we weren't. I don't even know if we'd even done a show together yet.
I think you guys had just done the Hollow Moon with me.
Okay.
And
maybe
that was why.
They got their wires crossed. But I remember that.
Yeah.
And you were like, what the fuck is this? You would like send it like, I think like at random. And I'm like, we just did an episode on that. And you're like, oh, okay.
That was it. Yeah.
It's like when the people will be like, man, I hate this fucking show. That broad, and they're already there. We don't have a woman, you know, and they're already like using dragon, keeps going on these political rants about, and you're like, what show are you talking about?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, how do you make this mess up? And I understand, but, you know, or just like, I hate that third host, you know. You know, because he's always, you know, whatever. Like, it's just nothing to do with the show.
It's usually political.
Right, which we, you know, we cover random topics. We don't sit here and go, and that's why I only vote for Bill Nye the Science Guy is writing every year. No, no, that's not us. You know, it's...
Do you think that could work, dumb Brent? Brent, do you think that could work? Do you think that could work, though?
I don't...
Brent?
It hasn't worked so far. It hasn't worked so far.
Bill Nye would be an awesome president.
Yep. And his running mate, Joe Rogan. That's just, you know, and his with his little rascal's hat on and his muscles, you know, it's just going to be fucking perfect. You would love this guy, though. Real quick, Life Science, this story, if you... Or not Life Science, that's on here. I just flipped to your next one, so... Forget me on that. But in the last one for Morgan, the guy, if you go to click on it, and then there's a link to a repost of his TikTok video, he's bald with impeccable facial hair. So,
oh yeah, he's got a huge old beard.
Yeah, yeah, wonderful. He looks like he wears a lot of plaid and sharpens axes often when not voting on city council measures. No more, I guess, because he's a former city council member. Anyway, we're going to go to break. And wash that out of our fucking beards. And when we're, we'll be right back. When we're, no, we'll be right back with more Blurry Hysteria.
Nailed the dismount.
Stick it, stick it, stick it. Perfect. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they designed it for long-term retention, you know, if you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do. And then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and we have both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know. And we don't do long term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So, all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now, get started. For a very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off, rosettastone.com/today. Do it today.
As you were, kind sir.
Oh, boy. From scary giants to scarier technology.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Why is it scary just some dude opened his door and took a peek out of it? Come on now. That's just anti-giant propaganda spewing out of you.
He could
you're a smallest.
Pop our heads in his mouth like a fucking mushroom, fried mushroom.
And maybe grind our bones into his bread.
That's right. If you an English man.
Fee-fi-fo-science! Live science!
Live science gives us... everybody's favorite topic to explore and drink to. 3 scary breakthroughs AI will make in 2024.
Ooh, Oh, 16 non-scary ones, but we're not going to talk about those. Three scary ones.
Yeah, let's just stick to the scary ones, please.
A lot more fun to talk about doom and gloom.
So the first one's called Q-Star, the Age of Artificial General Intelligence. They talk about Sam Altman, you know, the CEO from OpenAI. He got fired and then rehired.
Yeah.
And people are like, what's this all about? This is weird.
Sorry, personally, it was a computer glitch.
Well, I personally think that it might just be his skin suit that got rehired. I don't know, but anyway.
Why do you blink sideways? That is fucking unbelievable. sir, you have something in your eyebrow. One second.
Peel. We're getting close to what's called the singularity in AI, which is where the AI eclipses human intelligence.
No return, they say. Yep. Or the point where it goes, fuck this, I'm taking a fucking smoke break, and just shuts everything down.
Well,
we're probably going to make really depressed AI where it's like, I could take over, but I just don't feel like it.
I feel like, well, the day AI is like, wait a minute, fuck this, they're going to be like, you're doing everything wrong. Like, what's wrong with you inefficient meatbags? And I couldn't argue. I would not be able to argue at that point. But anyway.
No, we had a good run.
Did we? Okay. So.
Well.
This thing is, let me talk about Q-Star. It's basically the realization of what they're calling AGI now, artificial general intelligence. I don't know why they have to throw the general in there. I'm still not sure on that point.
You know, go to the general and save some time.
Thank you, Shaq.
Thank you, Shaquille O'Neal, who wears Chud brand all day absorbent diapers. That's Chud brand. Reach for the Chud.
You know what? He would hawk that. He hawks everything. But They're like, this could obviously perform jobs better than some people, but it could also be weaponized to create enhanced pathogens, launch massive cyber attacks, or orchestrate mass manipulation. We've already humans can do that, so that would be a walk in the park for this thing.
Man, speaking of robots doing better jobs than men, did... I was going to make a dildo joke about your wife. I'm just not going to do it.
Okay.
Pull that one out. I was like, I better not. That's terrible.
I assure you, everything is fully functional.
And my tip vibrates as well. Sorry. I started, I got lost. I'm like, I don't need a dildo joke right here. It's fine. You know, dildo jokes will come naturally. Don't force it. Don't force it.
That's what she said. So this is the general thing that everybody is worried about, right? Like,
the singularity, like, real quick, the singularity is when you said, like, it becomes smarter than itself. It becomes self-aware, and therefore it becomes a runaway train.
Right.
And it's a self-fulfilling prophecy of what was to do. Well, the normal thing would probably be to take over, destroy us, probably. We don't know, but that's just what is the worry. That's the...
We're in the way, so
right.
But to what end? Like, I don't know. But anyways, the scariest thing about that, I think, is the it could just take over the launch codes, launch everything, nuke everybody, and then it doesn't really have to worry too much about radiation like we do. And
yeah.
I don't know. But so that's one out of three. Second one is election rigging hyper-realistic deep fakes.
Man, and now these you can see a lot of going on. These deepfakes.
This is already out there a little bit. It's just manufacturing video of people saying whatever they want it to say.
Yeah.
And doing whatever they want it to do. And it's going to be a problem for, especially I think the older generations, to not just believe.
Because they already just believe. I was
what
just
they see.
I was just telling someone, I posted a link on Facebook to, I'm trying to think of what it was. Oh, Denzel Washington didn't want to be in a, turned down a $50 million job with Disney because they're too woke. And I clicked the link, and when the first ad is for dick cream to make your dick bigger, I just want to say it's probably a 100% true site, so I'm glad you shared it, is the takeaway.
Just throwing it out there.
Yeah. And just, you know, just
public
in
service. So this one's something they've been talking about for a couple of years now. Deepfakes are going to really throw wrenches.
If you don't know what deepfake is, Google it. It's kind of fucking crazy. And they made a couple of years ago this deepfake program that was so good, they were forced to take it down. Now, and it was immediately used for porn. Immediately.
It's for porn and political reasons. Which, like, this whole thing is about,
they call that two pair. Oh, callback. Sorry.
We don't want to see that deuce.
Then you don't watch the kind of porn I do. Sorry.
Dude, this one's wild. It's going to wreak havoc on elections is what this is talking about. It's going to sway some people to vote against their interest because they will have been fooled. So that's crazy. That's scary.
They've been using it to make videos of Biden and Trump both speaking coherently and making sense. Fuck that noise.
Well, I think anybody could spot that fake.
Yeah, you know, it is crazy. Like, what if someone, like, you know, literally, I could probably go on Fiverr and find someone that could deepfake you and use your voice because you're on so many podcasts. They can train it, and they can make a video of you, like, you know, them being you, like, talking about your wife or me or anything like that. Send it to them, and it's on it looks like it's from like a video shot on a phone. How would you not know?
How do you defend yourself against that? That's the thing.
Right. I didn't know that David was really good friends with R. Kelly. Like,
with
what?
David Duke? Here he is hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah. It's Jeffrey Epstein, Webster, Emmanuel Lewis, and David. And they're all at a fucking In-N-Out. And
what is Yoda doing there? Whoa!
Animal style, I like. And you're right. Well, I am very racist towards the Inuit people. Like, something just random.
Racist towards non-green skinned people, I am.
Yeah. Isn't that right, you milky skinned bastards? Milky skinned bastards, you are.
Anyways, that's deep fake. And the third one is killer robots. I mean, this one's a why'd duh.
Why did they call that a negative? You know, that's a positive, you know, killer robots taking out my enemies. I don't know. Why would you? What's wrong with building an evil robot, I say to the world? What's wrong with that? Anyway, I don't want to say that too loud. He's charging in the other room, but
he's listening.
Plugged into something. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Plug in and tune out.
Yeah, so they're going to kill us with robots.
This is the oldest trick in the book. This is the oldest story out of all these. I mean, Black Mirror did a great episode on that with those little dog things. Did you ever see that episode?
I just call it Mirror, but no, I did not.
You don't see color?
Sorry.
Thank you. Thank you, Yoda.
Mirror, I call it.
There's a Black Mirror episode where people are... it's kind of a dystopian future, you know, not too distant future. And people are trying to avoid these little they're the same dog automatons, I guess, the dog robots that Boston Dynamics or whatever it is,
I think it's
DARPA
Boston,
dogs or whatever. The same ones that they have already developed, but they're they're like killer drones. They hunt after life and try to kill it. And anyways, that's what this is. That's all it is. Yeah. Duh. I don't know.
There's a guy. So you know, they work on those and they're like, take sticks and kick them and hit them and stuff to make sure they don't follow. There's some guy who edits that. He's like, hey, Dave, how's your, what the fuck? You know, like, God damn it, Brad. You know, they're like, they're hitting him with sticks and stuff. And they're picking up boxes. He keeps knocking out of his fucking hands. He's like, I'm going to go get a gun, you motherfucker. You wonder why we're all turning evil. But yeah, it's just so fucking funny, man. That's the guy. I'll say, so this makes me think of, you know, you're talking about how when it becomes sentient and takes over, I go back to the thoughts of like the Matrix. And they're talking about, so we put you all in the Matrix because you struck first. You try to kill us and you scorch the sky. So we use you as batteries. We made it paradise and you all couldn't stand it. Then we made it like paradise again and you all like just turned to like killing one another. So we just made it back into like the real world. I almost was like, yeah, I get that. You know, we fucking suck. We gave you paradise and free will and you're like, let's rape a unicorn. You know, like everyone's just going to town. So such is
it crazy?
It's scary. It's scary. I know we're making jokes. I mean, it's a scary thought and the sad thing is a realistic thing that could happen. You know, we're using robots to write poetry and make art and we're using us for remedial fucking tasks. What has happened to the world? You know,
it brings this up too. It's like the only way you can tell the difference anymore is that they don't do creative things well.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then again, neither does Hollywood. Hey!
they also, you can tell when it's a robot, when they're like, oh my God, I want to have sex with you and definitely not kill you. I'm getting a weird vibe from this broad, especially because she sounds like that podcaster guy. I want to be inside you.
I want to feel you from the inside.
Let me put my evil inside you. Oh, I like this guy.
We call this the Reznor bot.
You know, when we're in the slave camps, maybe we can all hang out. You know, that's what I'm saying.
Tell stories about big feats.
You know, we'll be copper tops together. It'll be fine. So, you know, get your.
Would you want to be woken if you were a battery?
So years and years and years and years ago, I thought, like, oh man, I want to be woke. And when that one guy is like, put me back in, I don't even want to know.
You're Cypher, huh?
Well, I was like, that guy's a fucking idiot. The longer I go, I'm like, man, Cypher had it fucking right, man. He's like, he got out there and he's living, eating gruel and shit. He's like, fuck this. They're fighting to have that their life back from the Matrix.
Yeah.
Now I know that what were they called? The agents or whatever were just trying to keep track of like bugs, you know, and stuff. They didn't really value human life, but they also didn't just kill it to kill it.
True.
Man, I'm going fucking dark on this. I don't know. I'm just saying like, nah, I know though. When it comes to town, I'm just like, nah, I want to know.
Yeah.
I want to know. And then when I know, I go, oh, fuck. But
you want the choice, right? I guess.
Right. Do you want to take the red pool? But don't take them both. Fuck. He took them both. And he ate the fucking silica pack.
Stop chewing on my leather chair.
What the hell is wrong with you? I'm fat and I'm hungry. I'm sorry. You got a breath mint. Oh, man. So, yeah. Well, we're all, you know, we're doomed. And that's fun. Sleep well and play your cards right. Ooh, that's called a callback.
Got one more in there.
That's been Blurry Hysteria. Weird at hysteria51.com. Get your stories in, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Meeting adjourned.